Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, welcome to another teaching hour from the Divine Wisdom in this series, The True School is Life. Today, on the topic, The Apathy of Tradition and the Awakening in Christ. This title makes one sit up and take notice, because especially during the Christmas season, the bustle of the so-called Christian tradition becomes so loud that most people rarely think about what cosmic event actually underlies the so-called holidays. The birth of the Son of God in Jesus of Nazareth 2,000 years ago. Who was Jesus of Nazareth, and what did he teach? He taught the people that God is in us and that each one of us is the temple of God. Thus, that we do not need a temple or a church made of stone. And he taught the path back to God, our Father. This path of the Christ of God is the path of the love for God and neighbor. It includes love for all our neighbors, human beings and animals and all of nature. It is the path that leads to inner peace and freedom. A path that has nothing to do with tradition and ceremonies. On the contrary, Jesus was a spiritual revolutionary and denounced the caste of priests at that time, which was ossified in fixed traditions and rituals. The Spirit of the Christ of God is again active in our time through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, and leads the people of all cultures, of all nations, to the inner Christianity, to the love of God and neighbor that is lived and free of tradition. Today's schooling hour from the Divine Wisdom starts with the question, what does tradition actually mean? For me, thus Gabriele at the beginning of the teaching hour, tradition means limitation. For me, tradition means I don't have to think anymore. I know how things work. For me, tradition also means regression, because tradition can never be evolution. Evolution means thinking about something and asking myself, do I want to continue as before? Do I want to cling to customs and fixed habits over and over again? Do I want to follow these rituals year after year?
And she continues with several interesting questions that we can ask ourselves. What actually lies in tradition, especially in the tradition of Christmas? Is the light of the Son of God born into our souls in this tradition? Does tradition tell me why Jesus, the Son of God, the co-regent of the heavens, came to us? What do we want with tradition? We want to hold on to something that the external world offers us, because we have not yet attained a hold in Jesus, the Christ. To attain a hold in Jesus, the Christ of God, our Redeemer, means to hold less and less on to external things, to customs, to rituals, to fixed habits, or even to people, but to realize that the hold is in us alone. It is Jesus, the Christ. If we, as Christians, were to look for a hold in Christ, and if we were to orient ourselves to Jesus, the Christ, then all the pageantry surrounding the Christmas season would immediately fall away. Because what we call Christmas distorts the meaning of Christmas Indeed, it leads us to the outside, to the world, which is simply externalized. This Christmas no longer has anything in common with the birth of the Son of God. Why do we need all these lights? Because we do not kindle the light of the Son of God in our hearts. Why then do we need and crave the many external gifts? Because we are able to give very little to our neighbor from our inner being, from within. Why do we need all the rituals and customs? If we didn't have them, it would be pathetic with us, since the inner light would hardly shine.
Dear listeners, we realize that this is a completely different view of the so-called Christmas celebration, which usually announces itself with lots of glitter and sparkle, with hustle and bustle, material desires, or also with ideas, for instance, about how the celebration should take place in the circle of the family. In the teaching hour, it continues with a question about this. Did Jesus, the Son of God, come into this world so that we would keep it the way we do now around Christmas time, but also throughout the year? The Son of God came into this world to bring us the great love of our eternal Father, to show us that we are not of this world, but that we are children of the Most High. The Son of God came into this world to strengthen the inner light, the primordial light, to show us that the great love dwells within us, God, the life, the light of our Father. He brought us the light. And this is also what the stable in Bethlehem symbolized. The inner light is in every human being, in the simplest human being. And the inner light is the kingdom of God in us. The kingdom of God is peace. The kingdom of God is love. If we look into this world, is there peace in this world? No. Therefore, even though the light is in us, it cannot arise in us either. Is the love for God and neighbor in us? Yes. But do we pass it on in this world? Or is it merely the ego which elbows its way through? If we look at our world, we see that most Christians have failed. Because being a Christian means something else. Being a Christian means doing what Jesus taught us.
Dear listeners, so we see that a baptismal certificate does not make us a Christian, nor does belonging to a church or to some community or other. But solely our deeds are decisive. I am reminded of the words of Jesus of Nazareth, "You will know them by their fruits." We continue reading in the text. Why do many people call themselves original Christians? To be an original Christian is to again join the stream, the primordial eternal stream, God. To be an original Christian means away from traditions, away from rites, away from customs, away from preachers who hypocritically reproduce the Christmas Mass and are themselves like the masses. Toward the inner light, toward Christ, toward the primordial stream, toward the one who gave us an understanding of the Father of love, toward the one who became our Redeemer on Golgotha. Away from our ego, from our egoistic thinking, toward our neighbors, who also bear the light in their hearts, deep in the very base of their souls, who in their innermost being are the Son, the daughter of God, just as we are. Away from the hypocritical preachers toward Christ in us. Then we will no longer have to wait for Christmas. Then we will feel what it means that the light has been born into our soul, born into every cell of our body. Then we will not only feel the birth of the Christ of God, of the Redeemer, but we will have been again born into the primordial stream, into eternal being. This is actually the goal of an original Christian, or should be the goal of an original Christian. Away from the outward pageantry, away from the many preachers who adorn themselves only on the outside, depending on the celebration with the appropriate color of clothing, toward the one who is the light, the shining eternal light, Christ. Dear fellow people, let's now hear the next part of the teaching hour from Gabriele in its original recording.
Christ in the Father can give us security. Christ in the Father can give us warmth. Christ in the Father can lead us home. By way of our innermost being toward our neighbor, so that there may be peace. To our neighbor, so that selfless love for God and neighbor may grow. With one another, to the eternal Father, so that there may be unity. And those who cherish the inner light, who move toward the inner light, who feel the unity with their neighbor, because the great Spirit of love, the Father, Mother, God, also dwells in their neighbor, feel the unity with nature. Then the animal, every animal is close to them, every plant and every stone. Every star speaks to them. The person then feels as a cosmic being and no longer as just a person of the world. This means becoming an original Christian or being an original Christian, away from the hypocritical posturing, away from being a hypocritical Christian, toward the light, that is, away from the illusion. For this, we do not need the great preachers. We have Christ. And that is significant. If we do what He wants, then we do what the Father wants. And we again become light of His light. That is the way to the Father's house. Then we give what is in the heart and no longer need any external gifts. Then the earth will also offer us what we need. Then we will no longer slaughter any animals. Dear brothers and sisters, as long as this Christmas exists, which the seeming Christians celebrate, we have not yet grasped what Jesus, the Christ, wanted. Jesus, der Christus, wollte.
Those were the words from the divine wisdom spoken into the heart of each one of us. Let's read further passages from the teaching hour. We learn again and again that in order to break away from tradition, from fixed habits, we must first look into tradition and ask ourselves, well, do I want to continue like this? If no, then what do I want? What do I want at all? If then at Christmas the awareness of Christ rises, yes, actually, I am a Christian and really want to do what Jesus the Christ wanted, then very gradually it begins to dawn on us that if I now reject tradition because it is restriction and regression, apathy, not having to think, then I need a goal. Without a goal, we have no orientation and will always fall back onto tradition. So let's look into tradition and say to ourselves, this is not what Jesus the Christ, our Redeemer, could have wanted. So what does he want then? Then we will ask ourselves, well, what did Jesus say? Quite simply, two words, follow me. So, what does it mean to follow him? He taught the Ten Commandments. He lived according to the Ten Commandments. He brought us the Sermon on the Mount. He lived according to the Sermon on the Mount. He brought us the Father of love. We know God does not punish us. He does not chastise us. He loves us. We ourselves punish and chastise ourselves through our sinful inputs, which come back to us. Then the goal dawns, and the goal is to follow Jesus, to do what Jesus wanted. And the moment we seriously want it, whenever we fall back into the old habits, into the old patterns, that is, into tradition, we will ask ourselves, well, do we want it that way again? No, we don't want it that way anymore. Well, how do we want it then? Then the next step is that we actually have to change our thinking so as to draw closer to our goal, Jesus, the Christ. We have to monitor ourselves for once so that we don't think over and over again, that's the way the world wants it, the old Adam. We change our thinking. We ask for Jesus the Christ. And the question bears the answer in itself, and we receive an answer telling us what steps we have to take to follow Jesus. Then we have a goal. And the goal is before our eyes when we want to fall back into our old habits again. We hold on to the goal firmly and then come out of these habits more and more until we have discarded them. But without the great goal of following Jesus the Christ, to develop the inner light, the light of the Christ of God, to let it become greater, we do not get away from the old patterns, from indolence and apathy, from not wanting to think, that is, from tradition.
Dear fellow people, whoever has made the decision to take steps toward Christ, to have new experiences and become free of oneself, also needs courage, because one enters new territory, so to speak, and cannot hold on to anything external or long known. In the teaching hour, Gabriele gave further help for this. To have the courage also means to stand there alone for a short time, to say, okay, now I have to find Christ in myself. But that is only for a short time. Suddenly, we feel a movement from within, a straightening up from within. And we realize now Christ is coming closer to us. It often seems that we are alone, namely when we have our low period. And there we have to be alone for a time, because if we felt the power of Christ right away, we would not think about what we are still doing wrong, about where our sins basically lie, which we may clear up with the Lord, with Christ in us. Then for a moment, or perhaps for hours or days, we are lonely and alone. But when we take courage again and say, no, for Christ and with Christ, the strength comes. We recognize the sinfulness that has drawn us into the valley of bitterness. With His help, we clear up the sinfulness, and things are looking up again.
We continue reading. Traditions are, after all, firmly entrenched in us. And until the individual comes out of these traditions, it is often difficult. And so it is often a back and forth, an up and down, until gradually, step by step, we find ourselves in Christ and actually feel what Jesus wanted and what the Christ wants. What He wants is not so difficult, but it is, do not constantly look at the faults of your neighbors, but feel into them that the great longing is also in them to become one with the Father. Every soul longs for God's love. Every soul longs for the eternal homeland. And the soul's knocking at our sinfulness is to repent of it, to clear it up, and to not do it anymore. And not doing it anymore is often the hardest part, because not doing it means I have to transform what I have been running on as a program for years. Life in and with Christ must move into my conscious mind. The old, the habitual, the traditions, the all-too-human aspects have to come out in order to let the spiritual flow in. And this is often the struggle against oneself, in order to very gradually follow Jesus the Christ.
We humans should actually ask ourselves, do we want to be free at all? Yes, of course, everyone will answer. But is that true? And what does being free really mean? The schooling hour continues as follows. This is also one of those things. To become an original Christian or to be an original Christian means to be free, to not bind oneself to external, all too human habits, such as Christmas or Easter, to not cling to the sinfulness of one's neighbor. To become free means to become steadfast and to be steadfast in Christ. Not to follow a person as is customary in church traditions, but to follow Christ. And you cannot see Christ. It is the light. It is the law of love and kindness in each one of us. And to fulfill this law, the law of our true being, of our eternal homelands, means to follow Him. And to follow Him means to see in our neighbor, our brother or sister, to always affirm the good in our neighbor, even if the all-too-human aspects still have a massive effect. It means not to bind oneself to the sinfulness of our neighbor, but to connect with the innermost part of the human being, since the light of Christ is in everyone.
Dear listeners, hopeful words from Gabriele, the teaching prophetess and emissary of God in our time, that give us the certainty that in every soul burns the Christ light that wants to shine more and more, so that the soul and person can find their way out of the apathy of tradition and awaken in Christ. Then, the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of the Son of God, is alive in us. Then, Christmas is also not only once a year, but every day. Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, worldwide, in this spirit, we wish all of you valuable experiences and God-filled days. A heartfelt greetings in God.